soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on February 3rd, 2016. Today's message I'm calling Shake, Rattle, and Roll. That's Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spirit of God speaks expressly in these last days, and it's really imperative that you realize what the Lord is speaking today is what He's spoken and is had penned, written in Scripture, and it's infallible. It will never change. It cannot be stopped, what the Lord has spoken, and what He's speaking today is for us all to be prepared for what is coming. These are ominous days, days that will be very dark in the earth, that people without Jesus Christ, if they do not turn unto the Lord, they'll be in great, gross darkness, great troubles, anguish, tribulation. But those that have called upon the Lord will have glory and wonderful blessing of the Lord as He keeps them safe in an hour of dire troubles and tribulations of multiple kinds, of every kind. I want to share this with you from the prophet Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 and following, which was actually quoted in Hebrews. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts, and the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord has spoken figuratively in foreshadows through the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, even Jesus Himself, when He would teach the multitudes and the people, He would speak in parables. And His disciples would say, why do you teach this way with parables? And the Lord let it be known. There were people that had ears and they would hear, but they would not understand. And there were people that had eyes and they would see, but they would not perceive. Why? Because their hearts were callous, were hardened, and their ears were dull of hearing. And as Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 29:10-13, that the priests, the prophets, and the seers, those that were leading and were to hear from the Lord God Almighty, they had become blind, and God had closed their eyes. Why? Because of hypocrisy. They'd honor God with the mouth. They'd draw near to God with the lips. But their hearts, they had removed far from the Lord. And they would teach for doctrines the commandments of men. And this same text is quoted in the New Testament. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, it says in the New Testament. God's a consuming fire. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity. God is holy, He's righteous, and He's all powerful, and He is a great God and great King, filled with love and passion and mercy and goodness, slow to wrath, having sent us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that He would save us, not condemn us, but also instruct us and lead us unto the Father, making peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. All these things were written, ladies and gentlemen, but you ought to have the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. And if you lack wisdom, you can only be a fool. Throughout the Word of God, we find that there's people that were deluded, self-deceived. They thought they were standing, but they were fallen. or as the church of Laodicea that was increased with goods, with temporal things. They thought they had it all together, but they didn't realize they were wretched, poor, blind, naked. They didn't realize they were not pleasing to the Lord, and they perhaps didn't even care, as even the religious system was under the administration of the servant of the Lord, Jeremiah. The people said not, where's the Lord? The prophet said not, where's the Lord? The priest said not, where's the Lord? They don't know, don't care, don't notice that the king's presence is withdrawn from the people. And God writes, Ichabod, he said, remember Shiloh, how I raised it up only to withdraw my presence and write, God has departed over it? Ichabod. God has not changed. He's holy. And ladies and gentlemen, the Lord says, be ready. For the time comes when I will not only shake the heavens and all the earth and the sea and all the dry land. I'll shake all the nations, everything. And the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ shall surely come, ready or not. The kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins. Jesus taught in Matthew 25, 5 were wise, met oil in their lamps. 5 were foolish. They had bought no oil. They all went to sleep, not knowing the day or the hour when the bridegroom would come. But there was a cry at midnight. It was dark. Rise, the bridegroom comes. The wise arose and the foolish arose, but they had no oil in their lamp. And they asked for the wise, give us of your oil. We have no oil in our lamp. We have no light. Ah, no, the wise said, go get your own oil. And while the foolish virgins left to go get oil for the lamps, the door was shut and they were on the other side of the door. The Lord has illustrated this many ways, many times. You've got to hear the voice of the Lord. You've got to be seeking His face, hearing His voice, doing what He says. A wise man receives instruction. A wise man receives reproof. Where you're off the mark, the Lord's going to tell you. The Holy Spirit is sent forth to convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Spirit is sent forth as a comforter to lead you unto Jesus, to remind you of everything He said, to lead you and show you the things that are of Jesus, to prepare you for His coming. There was a man named John that was baptizing the people in the wilderness, calling them to repentance, for the kingdom of God is at hand, the rule and reign of the living God. This is the time appointed. Repent and believe the gospel. And the Lord Jesus Christ came at that appointed time and was baptized of John, for so it behooved them to fulfill all righteousness. And the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus as a dove. The people gladly came and repented. They were outside the temple. They were outside the rabbinic Judaism. They were outside the synagogues, out watching a man talk that dressed wildly and strange with camel's hair, eating locusts and honey. But his word was true, though he was odd. And he fulfilled all righteousness, preparing the people for the coming of the Lord. In Hebrews 12, 24 and following, and Jesus, and the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel, see that you refuse him not that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven. The Lord speaking. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Did you eat bread today? Did you have your heavenly bread? There's a lot of people that are dead in their sins, and they eat bread, hamburgers, all kinds of food, but they don't eat the bread that comes down from heaven. They don't partake of Jesus. They don't partake of the living word of the Lord. Going on, Hebrews 12:26, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. That's the living God, the true God. And in 1 Peter 4:17 and following, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. For if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? The Lord is purifying his house. The Lord is calling for cleansing. And John the Baptist said that the fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly purge his floor. And now the time has come that every tree that does not bear fruit is hewn down and thrown into the fire. God is looking for fruit, fruit of Jesus, fruit of the Holy Spirit. And he's not looking for fruit of the flesh, wickedness, rebellion. And as I read in the book of Matthew, how Jesus said, how long must I be with you? How long do I have to endure you? Oh, you of little faith, that people don't have faith. They're religious, but faith is not in your mind. It's not an attitude. It's not just speaking certain things, a technique that you've heard of or learned. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. Faith is fruit of the Spirit, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. The good news is that Jesus Christ is the author and the perfecter of our faith. The disciples would ask the Lord to increase their faith, but over and over and over, he would tell them, oh, you have little faith. If you only had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could speak to this mountain and tell it to be removed. And if you believed what you said, it would come to pass. It's true. As these days, the Lord said he would shake everything. Shake, rattle, and roll. And you better have your faith in Jesus Christ. You better have on the garments of the Lord. You better be pure in the Lord, abiding, watching for his coming. That's the only place you'll be safe. The Lord's made it very clear to me. Repentance. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And God commands all men everywhere to repent. Whether you're a secular person, a secular leader, a king, a governor, a sovereign leader, a prime minister, a dictator, it doesn't matter who you are, a president. God commands you to repent. And in Psalms 2, you're told, be instructed, O king. Be wise, therefore, O rulers. Kiss the Son, lest you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are they that put their trust in him. Receive his voice. Receive his instruction. He's telling you to line up. Be a wise man, not a fool that despises instruction. The reproof is the way of life. To reject is the way of death. Obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. Will you not learn this lesson? Learn and choose the right way rather than the way of destruction. You can wait on the Lord. The voice of the Lord brings wisdom on a day-to-day basis. Continuing, turning from the wisdom of this world, calling upon the wisdom that's from God, that's eternal, day by day. And what the Lord taught us is, if any man come unto me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. everything's going to be shaken that can be shaken. Not only the earth and all of its foundations, but the heaven too. It's written. The land, the governments, the economies, the state of the social condition, the societies, turmoil, upheaval, race wars, fear, anguish. And because of men's hearts waxing cold, the love of many become hardened. Sin increases and increases because men love themselves rather than the Lord and righteousness. As we hear and obey, the Lord likens us to a wise man that digs deep and lays a foundation and builds his house. The wind and the storm come and it beats upon the house, but it remains. But the fool that hears the words of the Lord, doesn't walk in them, doesn't do them, is a foolish man, all right, that builds his house on sand. And when the storm comes and the winds blow, it beats upon that beach house, and great is the destruction. The Lord's going to finish what he began, and he will have a remnant of people, a called out people from amongst the nations. Men that will have faith like Abraham, that believed God and was counted unto righteousness for him, that follow the voice of the shepherd, that have the testimony of Jesus, that cling to the authoritative word of God, what Jesus Christ is speaking, and they stand at attention, clothed in garments of humility and meekness. They have left the world, they've forsaken the world and the things of the world, and they are dedicated to the eternal work and the proclamation of the kingdom of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So often, as I said, Jesus referred to the little faith, but the faith that comes from the Lord, faith that comes by interacting with him and believing him, is pleasing to the Lord. You could say to a fig tree, be plucked up and be thrown into the sea, and it would obey you. And that's what you're going to need in these days, ladies and gentlemen. All across the world, there's troubles between governments, violence, terrorism, deception, leaders banding together for money and for the agenda of a one-world government are banding against the people. They're destroying the earth, and God will judge them and destroy them. It's written. But we all have to go through these times and endure these times. You're going to need the shield of faith. You've got to have faith in the Lord. Regardless who stands with you or who turns from you, regardless of what you lose or what you suffer and endure, you must go through these days because it's a refining fire, and that's what the Lord is going to do. God is cleaning his house. I was reading the word, and from 1 Kings 9 through chapter 13, the very beginning, I want you to consider this as an illustration of what the Lord is doing. How God spoke to Solomon, the son of David, and commanded him to be obedient, to keep his statutes and his commandments, and not to turn. And the Lord warned that if you disobey me and serve other gods and worship them, verse 7, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them. And this house, the religious temple, which I have hallowed for my name, and I will cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. Do you not remember that Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth? And if the salt loses its saltness, it is cast out, worthless, thrown away, and men will trample it underfoot. And this house which is high, every one that passes it by it shall be astonished and shall hiss, and they shall say, why has the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore has the Lord brought upon them all this evil. Ladies and gentlemen, Solomon went a-whoring from the Lord. He loved women more than God. And he took upon women and sought to please them. And he built altars and temples unto other gods and burned incense. Horrible abomination to before a holy God. He grieved God. He quenched God. And his own offspring, his son Jeroboam, did likewise. Sacrificing unto other gods. And a whole religious system, sacrifice, incense. He even invented a holiday, a celebration unto the other gods, and brought this in to the religious system of Israel, the people of God. And what did God say in that Haggai scripture? That the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. And ladies and gentlemen, God's not dwelling in temples made by hands. Isaiah 66. It's for this man will I look, one that is broken and contrite, that trembles at my word. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the temple of God. He is the glory of God. Are you in Jesus Christ? Jesus is holy. He is the light of the world. There's no darkness in God. And you cannot follow Jesus and walk in darkness. You cannot follow Jesus and walk in the world and walk in idolatry. The Lord is calling for cleansing, and he will fill his temple with the glory. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is sending forth his servants right now, his prophets, his wise men, his scribes, his servants that have heard from the mouth of the Lord, his watchmen. And they are calling you to repent and to believe the gospel and to remove and go to the former ways, remove the stones, remove the offense before the Lord and walk in purity and holiness. Get rid of the idolatrous practices that have infiltrated into the faith of Jesus Christ. God is changing the way the house of God conducts government. The government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ, Isaiah chapter 9. Jesus Christ is the head. He's the Lord. He's the master of the house. And there are not to be usurpers standing in the place of Jesus. The Lord is bringing correction to the rulers of the synagogues, the pastors of the churches. We're brethren. We're servants. There are elders. There are overseers. But they're not hirelings. They don't love the praise of man. They don't exalt themselves over men. They're not lords. They're servants of Jesus Christ, meek, lowly, like their master. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is bringing correction and change. His plummet and plumb line is in his hand, and he's measuring. What is crooked needs to be straightened. What is false needs to be brought to the truth. What is a lie needs to be corrected, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord is commanding it. Be a wise man. Receive the reproof, correction from the Lord. Fall upon the rock and be broken, or the rock will fall on you and grind you to powder. Thus saith the Lord. Shake, rattle, and roll. To the Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And To the Point Report with Trevor Davis. Today's February 3rd, 2016. We have an international global emergency health issue called Zika, Z-I-K-A. It's an illness that's spreading by sexuality as well as mosquito. South America is fumigated as Zika declared health emergency by the World Health Organization. This is by Express.co. The 2016 Rio Paralympics site is among thousands of public spaces being disinfected by frantic officials trying to get a grip on the Zika virus. This virus is strongly affecting pregnant women with the young unborn being affected. It's tragic. Look at the pictures. Graveyards, homes, and schools are also being fumigated to try and kill off the mosquitoes spreading the virus, which was yesterday declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization. With no current vaccine, officials are turning to preventative measures, including fumigation. Currently, the most protective measures are the control of mosquito populations and the prevention of mosquito bites, health experts said. Eerie photographs have emerged of officials in full body suits and face masks smoking out public spaces, which are usually busting with people. Also, that Brazil has issued permission to enter private property to try to stem of the cause of and spread of Zika. The emergency outbreak of Zika is said to have occurrences in Texas, through the Caribbean, and Australia. Brazil issued permission, as I said, to go onto private property. Rio de Janeiro, Reuters, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff authorized health officials to enter private properties by force, if necessary, in an effort to control the spread of the mosquito-borne virus Zika, which the government has dubbed an, quote, imminent danger to public health. The presidential decree was published in the government's official gazette on Monday and allows the forced entry by health officials into public and private properties if they have been abandoned or the owners are not present. Today, Obama, president and leader of the world, makes his first visit to a mosque on U.S. territory. Very interesting. Obama to make first visit of his presidency to a U.S. mosque. It just occurred today. Some have pointed out that the mosque is tied with very strong terrorist leaders. The website The Daily Caller reports, the Baltimore Mosque President Obama has chosen as the first U.S.-based mosque to visit during his presidency has deep ties to extremist elements, including the Muslim Brotherhood. The White House announced on Saturday that Obama will visit the Islamic Society of Baltimore on Wednesday. He has visited several mosques overseas as president, but has resisted visiting one in the homeland. The purpose of the trip, according to the White House, is to, quote, celebrate the contributions Muslim Americans make to our nation and reaffirm the importance of religious freedom to our way of life. And another story, political, Hillary Rodham Clinton, running for the office of the presidency of the United States of America, has violated federal laws for security using a private server for emails, and unlikely many officials have come out and said will ever be charged. Here's another official, an IG, which is a title for the Inspector General. A man named Howard J. Krongard from 2005 to 2008 states that the State Department is lying when it says it didn't know until it was too late that Hillary Clinton was improperly using personal emails in a private server to conduct official business because it never set up an agency email address for her in the first place, the department's former top watchdog says. The Harvard-educated lawyer points out that from day one, Clinton was never assigned and never used a state.gov email address like previous secretaries. Also, President Obama had said that he first learned about Hillary Clinton's use of a private server for secure issues that are top secret by the media, but it has been proven recently that 18 emails were sent from Obama to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And lastly, our story, the Pentagon conducts warship passage near a disputed island. China claims U.S. destroyer was driven off. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out a second transit near a disputed South China Sea island claimed by China and two other nations, the Pentagon announced Saturday. China's defense ministry denounced the warship transit and said its forces had forced the destroyer USS Curtis Wilbur out of the area. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtorReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtorReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtorReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.